This is the Tiger 102.75.
Two paramilitary rangers have been killed and four others seriously wounded in an ambush by a group of armed men. The attack was followed by a gunfight in the Nong Chik district of Pattani. When Nong Chik police arrived at the scene, they found two dead bodies, three motorcycles and a huge number of spent shells. The four injured rangers had already been rushed to a nearby hospital. Police say the six rangers were patrolling on the back of three motorcycles when a group of attackers, hiding on one side of the road, began spraying bullets on them as they reached a curve. The attack prompted the rangers to return fire and the gun battle continued until the attackers backed away. A search for the insurgent group continues. The way forward for voters heading to the ballot box is becoming clearer after the new law on MP elections was promulgated yesterday. Thailand's just a few steps away now from a general election, an event that last took place in February 2014. A few things may now fall into place. The Prime Minister, for example, could soon disclose which political party's candidate he'll become if he wants to return to power. Also, the largest political parties, the Democrats and the Pheu Thai, will be electing new leaders and naming their PM candidates. As a first step towards the polls, legislation on MP elections and the Senate structure were announced in the Royal Gazette yesterday. However, the new law on MP elections will only come into effect in 90 days' time or around mid-December. The other step is to relax political restrictions so parties can begin preparing for the election. And a 3-metre king cobra has been caught by rescue workers in Talang. Kasontam rescue workers stationed in Talang were notified by local residents that the king cobra was found opposite the PTT gas station on Tepkasatri Road. Rescue workers arrived near a rubber plantation to find the 3-metre beastie. It took about 15 minutes to catch the feisty cobra with a snake snare before putting it in a bag. One of the rescue workers said the king cobra weighed about 5 kilograms. It wasn't happy about being caught and it was hissing at the rescue workers. The king cobra was released back into the wild. A long way from Katu, I hope. 3 meters. Thailand's bracing for a series of heavy rains brought on by two approaching storms during the next 7 days, whilst people living downstream of dams are asking for thoughtful water management to minimize impacts from water discharge. The meteorological departments released the warnings cautioning many parts of Thailand will see large amounts of precipitation from tropical storm Barajat, which will affect the northern and northeastern region today and tomorrow, and typhoon Mangkhut, which will affect the windward areas of the central, eastern and southwestern region from this weekend until Tuesday. The meteorological department says the storms will strengthen the southwestern monsoon, bringing heavier rains to the southwestern areas. A total of 861 unregistered fishing vessels are set to be destroyed by mid-December as the government ramps up efforts to improve the status of the Thai fishery fleets and its fight against illegal fishing before the next round of talks on illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing with the European Union. Vessels will be destroyed in order to clear up confusion about vessel identification, update the Thai fishing vessels registry, and ensure these vessels will not be reused illegally. For the first time ever, Thailand's pinpointed a definite number of vessels in its fishing fleet after the Marine Department spent 4 months collecting data. Thailand officially has 10,700 white vessels or registered fishing vessels, whilst 6,300 vessels are still unregistered. And from the seas to the skies, and Thailand's airspace capacity will double from 1 million to 2 million flights per year if it successfully introduces a new one-way aircraft route plan in 3 years' time. Speaking to the media yesterday, the Aeronautical Radio of Thailand Limited said that Thailand's been using several overlapping lanes in its airspace, which means flights going in opposite directions have to share airspace simultaneously by travelling at different altitudes. This has led to numerous delays because each plane has to wait for the previous aircraft to pass to a safe distance first. They're proposing a new one-way route system similar to a regional superhighway, where each one-way route is separated into general directions for easier management.